We're in the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, last line in Megillah. We're going through the Seder of the Shmona Esrei Brachos, which of course are really 19. V'heichan misromemes karnam, where is the Karen of the Tzadikim raised up? Yerushalayim. Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says, Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim Lishloit Yishlayu O'avaya. They came and she nivnes Yerushalayim ben David, ba David. After Yerushalayim is built, comes David. Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says, Achai Yeshuvu b'nei Yisrael u'bikshu es Hashem Elokehem ve'ez David Malkom. And that's the Seder of Yerushalayim. As Tzemach David. The Gaben Shabbat David Bas Tfila. Once David comes, then Tfila will come. Shinema Bahadiosim Har Kochi Visimachtim Bevayas Tfilasi. The Gaben Shabbat Tfila Bas Avoda. After Tfila comes Avoda. Right, Shemaya Tfila, then we have Avoda. Avoda is Ritzei. Shinema Alosehem Vizivchehem Lerotzon Al Mizbechi. We came in Shabbos Avoda, Bas Toda. Then comes the Korban Toda. Shenemar Zaveach Toda Yichabdonimi. So after the Avoda comes Toda. Umar Ra'ul Omar Birkas Kohanim Acher Hoda. Why do we have Birkas Kohanim? Duchni comes after Modim. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vayisa Aron Es Yadav El Ha'am Vayevorachem. Aaron raised his hands to give them a bracha, and he came down the asos from doing the chatas olav v'shlamo. So Gemara asks, "Ema kodem avoda? Why don't you say that here in the pasuk the birchas kohanim is coming before the korbanos? So birchas kohanim should come before avoda." Says Gemara, "Lo sakadaitech." He's coming down from already having done the chatos. Miksiv la'asos. It doesn't say, even though it comes afterwards in the pasuk, it doesn't say to do the chatos. It says me'asos, from having done it already. Me'asos ksiv. That's why the berachas kohanim comes after avoda. After Modim, which is after the Avodah. V'leimra achar ha'avodah. Why don't we say Birchas HaKohanim? Birchas Kohanim should come after it should come right after Avodah. Why do we put Modim in the middle? Lo sagadaitach d'chsiv zavech todah. The Pasuk says he'll be zavech todah. And therefore Rashi says top line, Acher zvicha ten hoda'a. After the zvicha, you give hoda'a. So we have avoda, which is zvicha, korbanos. Then we have hoda'a, zaveach toda. Then we have bircha. Then we have me'asos, telling us that the birchas kohanim comes after it. My chazis de samchas ahoy, samach ahoy. Why do you rely on the pasuk of zaveach toda and not the other pasuk that implies that immediately after the avoda comes the birchas kohanim without modim in the middle? Mistabra avoda v'hoda chada milsihi. It makes sense because avoda and hoda are one unit. What does that mean? Rashi says, af hoda avoda shel makom hu. So hakaras hatov, hoda, giving thanks, is part of avoda Hashem. Here it's giving hakaras hatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's still a part of avoda. It's equal to karbana. Umar ulamar sim shalom achar birchas kohanim. Dichsiv v'samu eshmiya b'nei Yisrael v'ani avorachim. I will put my name on b'nei Yisrael and I will bless them. Bracha tagadosh baruch hu shalom shenama Hashem yivrech esamo v'shalom. Beautiful. This is the 19 brachos in the order that we said in the Gemara on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. First we said Shimon Apkuli was Masada the 18 brachos, and then we said that 120 zakenim, including common neviim. So now the Gemara wants to ask, v'chemiachar the man asked zakenim, we had common neviim tiknu tefillah ala seder. If we had 120 zakenim from the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, putting together the brachos of the Shemona Esrei, why do we need Shimon Apkuli? So Shimon Apkuli, my hisbir, what did he do? Answers the Gemara, Shachachum because of his sidrum. They forgot it, and he subsequently put it in order. They forgot the seder, and he did it again. Now, I have a very difficult time with this Gemara, because what does that mean? How can you forget something that you do three times a day, every single day? So that's my question, which they tried, they addressed, but the question is better than the answer. Mikan va'elach, more than these 18 brachos, also the saper b'shvacho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not allowed to praise Hashem. What does that mean? Damar v'lazar, may dechsev, what does the pasuk mean? It says, mi yimala gvuros Hashem. Who is going to say over the gvuros of Hashem? Yashmiya kol tilaso. He should say over all his praises. The Gemara tells us, what does that pasuk mean? Lemino alimala gvuros Hashem. For whom is it beautiful to say over the gvuros of Hashem, the strength of Hashem? Lemi sheyochel lashmiya kol tilaso. Someone who can say over all of Hashem's praises. Of course, since no one can say over all of Hashem's praises, so you're not allowed to start with the praises of Hashem either. Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Saper B'Shvacho Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoter Midai. One who praises Hashem too much, Ne'akar Min HaOlam, he's uprooted from the world. Shenemar, Hayesupar Lo Ki Adaber Im Omar Ish Ki Yivula. Can God be told of all his praises, that I may express an abundance of praise? If a man says to do this, he will be swallowed up. Okay, the Gemara in, I believe in Brachos, tells us that we say in Shemona Esrei, Hakel HaGadol HaYibov HaNora. The only reason we are allowed to say that is because the Nevi'im used that Lashon and Anshei Knesset HaGedolah instituted it. But you can't on your own go on and just say, he's this, he's that, he's that, he's this. The only because that's minimizing the praises of Hashem. Hashem is infinite. You can't praise Hashem enough. So we're allowed to say that which the Nevi'im said, and that which Anshei Knesset HaGedolah instituted for us to say. But stop to say more on your own, you're not allowed to say, because Kahamosiv Garea, adding is really subtracting. It's really minimizing Hashem's godless. Darsh Rehuda Ish Kfar Guraya, Vahamele Ish Kfar Gibor Chayel, Maidah Siv, what is the Pasuk mean when it says, Lecha Dumya Tila, for you silence is praise, Sama Dekula Mashtuko. Sama Dekula Mashtuko, the best medicine of all is keeping quiet. Kiyasar Avdi Mi Amar Ami B'Marava, Mila B'Sela Mashtuko Betray. A word is worth one Sela, but silence is worth two. Silence is worth more than words. Following the rule, if you're not sure if you should say something, you probably shouldn't say it. Kara al peh lo yotze. So the Mishnah told us that if you read the Megillah al peh, you're not yotze. Minolon, how do you know? Omar Rabba, Asya Zachira Zachira, we have Xira Shava, Zachira Zachira, Xiv Hocha, the Hainim Hailen is Karim. These days will be mentioned, Xiv Hossam. So Zos Zikaron Basefer, write it down Basefer, Malahola Basefer, Afkan Basefer. So you see that you can't do it alpeh, you need to read from a sefer. Who says this Zakhira is Kriya? Maybe it's remembering, just looking at it with your eyes. Don't think that. Tisanya Zachor, the Pasuk says Zachor Yochav Alev. You might think remembering is in your heart. It says remember, don't forget. Well, why does the Pasuk tell me remember, don't forget? So it tells you don't forget, that refers to your heart. You should not forget in your mind, in your heart. So why does it say remember? Remember is an active command to zachor bepeh, to remember verbally. Kara Targum lo yotze. If you read the Megillah in Aramaic and not yotze, hechidami, what's the case? Either with the chsiv of Mikra b'kara the Targum, if the Megillah is written in Hebrew and you're reading it, you're translating it into Aramaic as you go along. So the words that are coming out of your mouth are not coming from the Sefer. You're not reading what's written in the Sefer. So that's not Kara Targum, that's Kara Alpeh. What does it mean? Kara Targum Loyata. Lo Tricha Dechsiva Targum, Kara the Targum. If it's written in Targum and you say it in Targum, it's also no good. Gemara continues with our Mishnah about Koranos or Liloazos Belaz. You could read it to foreigners in a foreign language. Frenchmen, you could read it in French. Englishmen, you could read it in English. But our Mishnah says, if you read it, so how could you read it to Frenchmen in French and Englishmen in English? We're talking about Greek. Really, every language is lo yotze. Which language is? You can read it to Greeks in Greek. This is not going to, the Gemara is going to reject this, but that's what the Gemara thinks right now. What's the case? If it's written in Hebrew, and you're reading it and simultaneously translating it into Greek, that's not a problem of reading it in Greek, it's a bigger problem. It's alpe. You're not reading what's written. It's written in Yevanis, and you're reading it in Yevanis. Okay, so the Gemara now, this is very interesting. The Gemara pauses to tell us something else that Rav Acha said in the name of Rav Elazar, totally unrelated, and then we're going to come back to this idea. So far what do we have? Rabbi Shmuel said, if you read it b'chaloshon, you're not yotze. If you read it to foreigners in foreign language, you're yotze. Rabbi Shmuel told us that foreign language is Greek. And of course it has to be written in Greek, otherwise it's reading it b'al peh. Now we can take a break, and the Gemara goes on a tangent, just because it's said by Rav Acha on Rav Elazar. How do we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov by the name El? Sheneamar, the Pasuk says, Vayikra lo El Elokei Yisrael. He called him El Elokei Yisrael. So what's this talking about? The Isaac Daitich Mizbeach Korle Yaakov El. If you think Yaakov gave this title to the Mizbeach that he had built, so then it should say Vayikolo Yaakov. Vayikolo Yaakov Yvoile. It should say Vayikolo Yaakov El. It doesn't say Vayikolo Yaakov. El Vayikolo Le Yaakov. Vayikolo is Vayikolo Le Yaakov. Hashem referred to Yaakov El. Who gave Yaakov this title of El? Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel. Okay, now back to our regularly scheduled program. We said before that you can't read the Megillah in any language, but you can read it to Greeks in Greek. We have a time of idiot contradiction. Kara giftis ivris ilmis midis yevanis lo yotza. If you read the Megillah in all these foreign languages, you're not yotze. So how could you say Greek yotze? And since the Gemara is no problem, halodamya el lahok. What we're talking about over here, halodamya is the answer. And Rashi says halodamya terutzahu. We don't usually have a teretz like this. That's what Rashi has to tell us, that this is a teretz. This is only similar to the following brisa. Halodami el lahok, gift is the gifted. If it's the Ivrim, ilmis the ilmim, yavanis the yavanim, yotza. So if you read it in a foreign language, gift is the gifted, and Ivris the Ivrim, and ilmis the ilmim, and yavanis the yavanim, yotza. Then we have a problem. Because we said, b'kol lashon lo yotza. Then we said, yavanis is yotza. So this is not saying yavanis is yotza. This is telling us all these languages are fine as long as you're saying it to someone who understands those languages. So, Iyachi, Rabbi Shmuel, my Mukilah, the Masnissim, Belaz Yevanis. Why did Rabbi Shmuel tell us that when it says you could read it to Lo Azos Belaz, foreigners in a foreign language, it's limited to Greek? Look, Mabakalaz, you can establish it in any foreign language. Here you see, Ilmis, Giftis, Ivris, Midis, every foreign language should be fine. So, why did Rabbi Shmuel tell us only Greek? Answers the Gemara, Elamas Nisin Kebraiso. Rashi? Elamas nisin kebraisa zumi tukma. Karbachal Lashon Diktani Masnisin, Rashi is telling us that which the Mishnah says. Karbachal Lashon is Loyatza. Karbachal Lashon Diktani Masnisin Loyatza. Kagom Giftis Le Madiyim Umidis Le Giftim. That's only when you read it in a foreign language to someone who doesn't understand that language. Read it in French to an Englishman. Read it in English to a Frenchman. That's when the Mishnah says, Kara b'chol loshon lo yatzo. Aval korin oto lelo azaz balaz ish kil shono. But you can read it to it. It's not limited to Greek. French, French. Greek, Greek. English, English. Whatever language it is, as long as he comes from that country, understands that language, you can read it to him in that language. So what's going on over here? Rabbi Shmuel telling us, Daf Kivanis. V'chi med Rabbi Shmuel ba'al mo'it mar. So, Rav and Shmuel over here doesn't belong. Basically, that which Rav and Shmuel said that's referring to Greek is not a comment that belongs over here explaining our Mishnah that says Loazos Balaz. Loazos Balaz is any Laz to any Loez, as long as you understand. Indian, Pakistani, whatever language, Chinese, Japanese, Vietnamese, whatever language it is, if that's his language, you can read it to him. Rav and Shmuel's comment here, it was taken out of context. They made their comment in general. What's their comment? Rabbi Shmuel, Dami Tervayo, Laz Yevani Lachol Kosher. They said, Rabbi Shmuel hold that Yevonis is mutter for everyone. Even if you don't understand Yevonis, you could read the Megillah in Yevonis. That means that it's not explaining Loazos Balaz, because Loazos Balaz is going on any language. But it is going on Kara B'chol Loshon Lo Yotze. If you read it in a foreign language that you don't understand, you're not Yotze. But there's an exception. First of all, one exception the Mishnah tells us is Ashuris. Hebrew, even though you don't understand Hebrew, you're Yotze. Even though you don't understand Greek, you would be Yotze in Greek. Oh, Vaktani, but it says in the Mishnah over here, the price we just read, it says, Giftisli Giftim and Ivisli Ivim and Ilmisli Ilmim and Yavonisli Yavonim. That doesn't sound like the way you're explaining Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara now is explaining Rav and Shmuel say that Yavonis is like Hebrew. Anyone's Yotze. Anyone can be able to say you don't understand one word of Greek? It's Greek to me. That's fine. You can hear Megillah in Greek. The Yevanim in the Kudamala. But the Brisa specifically says Yevanim is only to Yevanim, but not to everybody else. Answers the Gemara. Inu, Rav and Shmuel. The Amruk, Rav and Shmuel Gamliel. Rav and Shmuel hold like Rav and Shmuel Gamliel. Shmuel Gamliel is the Mishnah in first parak Yisnan, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Av Sfarim lo hetiru shiach devu ele Yevonis. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said that Sfarim, Sifrei Torah and the like, were only permitted to be written in Hebrew or in Greek. And the Rabban Shimon coming to tell us that a Megillah can also be written in Greek. So why does Rav and Shmuel just throw out this comment? Just tell us that you could read it that you could write a Sefer Torah in Greek. Why don't they just say Alacha Krav and Shimon Gamliel? Answers the Gemara. Alacha Krav and Shimon Gamliel. How about me? If Rav and Shmuel would say Alacha Krav and Shimon Gamliel, that you could, and Rav and Shimon Gamliel, we know, says that you could write a Sefer Torah in Greek, so you would think that's only other Sfarim of Tanakh. A Sefer Torah, Yeshua Shoftim, Shmuel, Melachim. But I might think that Megillah is in the Megillah's Esther is an exception. Kamash Milan. That's a Rav and Shmuel single out the Megillah's Esther. Even Megillah's Esther, even though it says Kichsavam, this is the exception. Even though it says Kichsavam, and you might think it's an exception and it must be written in Hebrew, therefore come Rav and Shmuel to tell us that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's din applies even to Megillah's Esther. Okay. Continues the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah. Hallo Eshishama Ashur is Yotza. If a foreigner heard it in Hebrew, he's Yotza. Even though he doesn't understand one word, asks the Gemara, how can it be? Hallo Yotza Maika Amri, he doesn't understand one word. Answers the Gemara, Midi Dahabi Ah. It's similar to. Similar to what? Noshim Va'ame Ha'aretz. Midi Dahabi Ah is a phrase that means similar to. So here's not Anoshim, it's Ah. Noshim. Midi dehava a, similar to, was, noshim ve'ame ha'aretz. The women and amaratzim also do not, or at least did not, know any Hebrew. No one's gonna say they're not Yotze when they hear the Megillah. So Amar, so therefore, a foreigner also, he's no different than the women and amaratzim who don't know Hebrew, he can be Yotze with Kriyas and Megillah. Maski Floravina, Ravina Zakasha, Otu, do you think, Anan, Ha'achash, Taranim, B'nai Ramacha, Miyadinan? We also, we, Tami de Chachomim, the holy Amoraim, also don't understand every single word of the Megillah. We don't understand who the Achash, Taranim, B'nai HaRamachim are that the Megillah speaks of. Ella, how is anybody Yotze the Megillah? If you think you have to understand it, you have to understand every word. No one's Yotze. No one knows. The holy Amoron don't know what these words are talking about. Ella, mitzvah kriya, presume nisa. Hanami, mitzvah kriya, presume nisa. The mitzvah is to read the Megillah, to hear the Megillah, and thereby be mefarsim and publicize the nes. So therefore, even if a person doesn't understand, the kriya alone is enough, and that's persume nisa. How is that persume nisa? Rashi explains, who persume nisa, apapisha en yodim ma she shomin, even though they don't know what they're listening to, sholin es ha shomin, they'll ask the guy sitting next to them, what's going on, ve'omrin mahia kriyazu, ve'echa yohanesu modin lohen. He turns the guy next to him, what's this guy reading? What's he talking about? And then his next door neighbor in Shul is going to explain to him the nays that happened and put him, Hashem saved us, someone tried to kill us, Hashem saved us, nays nigla, nays nister, nays nigla, nays nister, wow, incredible, wow, look at all these different things that look like coincidences and Hashem is behind the scenes pulling the strings. So amazing, that's what we just read about, and therefore there's going to be persuminisa even though you don't understand a single word of the Megillah. But you need a kriya, and that's all you need. Kara Sirugin Yatza, the Mishnah told us, if you read the Megillah Sirugin with pauses, you're Yotze. Says the Gemara, Lohavu Yadi Rabbanan, my Sirugin. The Gemara, the Rabbanan, did not know what this term, Sirugin, that appears in the Mishnah is talking about. Shamu Alaam, said the Bei Rabbi, they once heard the maidservant of Rabbi de Ka'amar that she said, Ulu Rabbanan Dabu Aili, Piski Piski, the Bei Rabbi. The Talmidim were coming to see Rabbi, and they didn't come all at once. Two Talmidim came in. 3 minutes later, another two Talmidim. Another 3 minutes later, another two Talmidim. They were coming in a few at a time. So the Amsa de Bei Rabbi, the maidservant, who's opening the door in the house of Rabbi, she said, how? Until when are you going to come in? Sirugin, Sirugin. So from that, the Rabbanan understood. The Talmidim of Rebbe understood. What does Sirugin mean? It means a little bit at a time. It means just like the maidservant of the Rebbe referred to Sirugin as the Talmidim coming in a few at a time. So that's what it means. Reading the Megillah, a few words, stopping, starting, pausing, pausing, stopping, starting, pausing. Period. Now that we're on the topic of things that the Rabbanan did not know what they meant until they heard different people speaking the common language, and that shed light on the understanding of these various words that appear in various Mishnayos. So now we're going to go off on a tangent just for to the bottom of the omelet, discussing these different phrases and terms that the Rabbanan were not familiar with. Lo habu yadu rabbana my chaluglugos. They didn't know what is the chaluglugos. It's a type of vegetable. Shamu alam to the Rebbe. They heard the maids of the Rebbe Demar Leila Hugabra that she said to a certain man that had come vader parpachini, who was scattering something called purslane, the parpachini. She said to him, "Moshe, to my father, chaluglugecho." So they learned that the chaluglugecho, the chaluglugos, is the same thing as this parpachini that this guy was planting. Okay, so they knew what parpahini was. They didn't know what chalav glucose is, because that's a term that was not used already, I guess, for a couple hundred years. A term from the Mishnah, but the Amsa de Rebbe, so she lived in the house of Rebbe, so she's familiar with the vocabulary of her master Rebbe, and therefore she was able, again, not willingly, but unintentionally, by speaking a certain way, she shed light on what these words mean. Where does the pasuk mean? What does the pasuk mean when it says "Sal soleha utro memecha"? Shamu alam said to the Rebbe, "Davas amalu gaver." They heard the maidservant of the Rebbe that she said to a certain man, "Davam hapif memazia," who was curling his hair. Oh, Malay, she said to this guy who's curling his hair, Admos, I had to mesalsal b'sa'arecha. How long are you going to be mesalsal with your hair? So we see that salsal is lashon twirling, curling. Lo, aliyad rabban amai, hashleich al Hashem Yehovcha. The pasuk says, you should throw onto Hashem your Yehovcha, your Yehov. What does that mean? Rabbi Chana, zimnechad ha'azil ba'ad otaya. I was walking with a certain Arab merchant, the Kadarina Tuna, and I was schlepping, I was carrying a heavy burden. But Amali said to me, Shko Yahavich Ushdei Agamla. He said, take your Yahav and put it on my camel. So I learned that a Yahav is a burden. Hashrech Hashem Yahavcha means throw your troubles and your burdens on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Through davening, through tefillah, muna, bitochum. Last one. Lo, the other one of my. What does the pasuk mean when it says "Vitei teisiha bidmat atei hashmeh"? What does it mean? So Shaua lam says by Rebbe. They heard the maid of the Rebbe. That was amelachaverta. She was saying to her friend, "Shkoli tatisa, give me a tatisa v'tati besa. Take a tatisa and tati the besa." That's a broom, even in modern Hebrew.